Herr Pesach, Mishnah Berurah, Siddin, Taf, Nun, Aleph, Sif, Tezayin.
Medoicha, Mishnah Bagolim. Medoicha, you can do a gola on a medoicha. What's a medoicha? You know that thing that it's like a mortar and pestle, yeah. You grind things in it. So you grind things up in it. So how gola works? To take out the bleeds. If it's too big to fit into the pot, so then So then you could put my roitzkin into the medoicha and put an even roitzachas into it. And by, when you put in the even roitzachas, so then the water spills out over the sides. That's also called a god of the klivishin. So if you have a kli that you can't fit into a larger klivishin, the way to kasher with a gola is to boil up the water in the kli itself and put in a hot oven. It has to be hot, a burning hot oven, because if not, then it'll cool off the water. And that will cause the water to spill out over the sides. And that's also called a gola. The yesh machmir lelavi in a medoicha. Those that are machmir lelivun on a medoicha. Ah, lelivun koldu, but a lelivun koldu, the lower level of lelivun. Time if she's straight full of cash from the coat, that a cash will burn off if it touches it. Sagi, that's enough. The noyg of the lavin of the chadchila, the minig is to relieve them the chadchila like the yesh machmirin. Mir was talking about agola, it means by gumois, but if it has no holes, meaning that the agola could get in there, if the agola works because it has no holes, it might have trapped him coming to the end, then it's enough. The medoicha shall eat, but the medoicha is made out of wood, so you can't do leaven, because it'll catch fire. You should peel off a layer with some kind of tool. Like I shouldn't do gumas because we're worried about holes, because I guess it normally has chips or holes in it from the mortar, from the banging, from the grinding. And after you've shaved off the holes, then like you do a kaka, then to do a go. Very loud today, no? Louder than usual.
Having conversation.
Whether it's made out of wood or even or matkus or metal, but if given a duch b'soikoy shuman, they would grind in it garlic, varm karifim, sharp things, and peruri lechem with breadcrumbs. We're done with the base sword, the charoises that we had earlier, meaning even though it's not used with hot, but the charifas of the shum and these other things to drive the bleas in, like we learned about a base sword, where you keep the yeast in there. And the chavros, when time made the butter shum, the guy with the base sword, mani agol. The chavros is also, because he said also a base sword, which is a box you keep the yeast in, also you do agol. Didn't make the dirt if it's too big, the biktano, if it's small enough to fit into a big pot to kasher it, then you're not then you shouldn't be makel to do a gola like this. There's poison just like him the Avana. Since there are poison that say that this idea of putting in the oven to make it spill out is not called klivishin, but there are poison that hold the texture called Eroi. Mamela, you should not be soymich on it unless it mamish can't fit into a regular kibushin. Yeah. Because Fasa, it spills out over the side, but it's a gamma oides mamala over the it's the whole width of the lip on top. Then the Ramah brought Yeshmachmir and the Labin and Madoika, Sphere Lu, they all the Gambe Slur, even the back to the Kitigis, Loimani, Agola and a Liban. Agola does not work and they need Liban. Because that poiskin, the Dapin comes to Pesach, Meshenki Meshaimah is a Shonah, the Medoyk Mishal Isser, Shein Shash Rak Mishamnun Mishal Isser, Ben Darak Lodok HaShamnun Isser Mdvar Mecharifin, Akein Sagi Bagol Lekula Amu. This Chumr is by Pesach. But if you had a Medoyk that was used with regular traits during the year, then everyone agrees that God is enough, because the only problem is the Shamnunis, like the fat of the Isser that you might have put in there to grind up, and that is not the derech to do it with Dover Kharif, and therefore our goal is definitely enough. Okay, Dr. Amar, the minig is labna b'chatkhila, but agola is enough if there's no holes, or it's a loymar. The minad didn't talk about agola levad, because they're every shite. The minad didn't be paskin agola is enough, like the first shito. But the minig is to be machmir. Okay, the makam diyev shal leaven. So therefore, if you cannot do leaven, you're going to kli eight, like if it's made out of wood. So I give agola im cholak shem agumas. Agola is enough as long as it's smooth, that there's no holes. Because again, if there's holes, agola won't work because maybe chomet ben is trapped in there. Because we're correct, the medoyches katana shalono, our smaller medoyches shaloyim in dogem ben chomet shrak karkoim v'negelech. We never use it for chomets, just, I don't know what to use it for. Some kind of spices. Kakmenegla, spices, you grind spices. That's what you do with it. A tzipurin is a spice, it's in the Kitaris, no? A tzorin a tzipurin. Oy berichayim shapipulin shalonu, or a pepper grinder. These things, it's enough to agol lechatzchila because they're not usually used for chametz. Afilu b'shamatzas, even if it's made out of metal. Mekom makom agol tzicha. However, you still need to do agol. In other words, maybe you'd say, okay, so maybe I don't have to do agol at all. We don't usually use it. No, agol. You need the shem of the soichah from agol chametz mashu. Because maybe if there's a chametz fell in there, you're not careful with it during the year. Nivul b'soichah idei charivus of the summer shadochah b'charkach. And then the charivus of the summer drove in the chametz. So you do a gola, but you can be mekel not to worry about the leaven. Or mitzvah, meaning even if it's metal and you could do leaven, you don't have to. Or mitzvah and mufkod la'agil, v'laduch ha'kol koidim yomtiv. Mitzvah and mufkod, to do a gola, and to grind whatever you're going to need. Like you're grinding up motors, it's a lot of things we grind up, things we grind up before Pesach. And to grind whatever you're going to need before yomtiv. Why is it a mitzvah and mufkod? I guess just in case there's a cold shoe, so it's bustle before Yom Tov. Well, but the Yavin, if you don't go cloud, but the Yavin, even if you didn't know Agol at all, the dog of the circle of Tavlin, be Yom Tov. And you talk and grind it on Yom Tov, and also it's like a Tavshil, and you put it in the food, Metzadim Achor Mahati a Tavshil. So they matted the Tavshil. In the case of our Medoikas, because they don't normally go with Chomets. Certainly if it's not a ben yoimo from when it was used during the year. Even though we did learn a Ramah that's machmer and enu ben yoimo on Pesach, but in a case like this where it's only a chash, the navy of krum of chometz got in while you were grinding it during the year, so if you add the fact that it's not a ben yoimo to that, you don't have to be machmer. Definitely not misveiko. Or if you cut the zan v'gul chayoyitze by besakin shachomets, or if you cut the ginger with the chomets like a knife, the loymech the kinan is a misveiko. Again, we don't assume this is the misveik. The chol is the medayicha sheyesh barak shash mevulis mat chomets. That's only medayicha that you know. We assume there's no chomets in there, but there's a shash maybe. About the hak meser, that's the big meat cutting knife, the big sharp knife. Hak meser, hak's meat. She had two shakhoitkin have been sold in the sack and shakhovit. And a lot of times you use the knife to cut the onions with a chomet stick of sakin. For manichin I saw him. Huh? Oh, for manichin I saw in Yiddish also. Meser. For manichin I saw him, but bosser. And you put it in the meat, and then use the chop of the meat the little pieces. So then, even the b'di'avad would be also because that already absorbs. the chametz. The chametz took a sack and the betzalim, they put it into davar chariv, then give him the ever to be also. V'chein, you should know again, shnoyt and gam, chadif is bad skisim. Im ha betzalim, b'choyt and akol yak a dak dak. They make a little, they make something with onions and a piece of bread chopped up. Im kein, avi balua mechomet mamesh b'yakid and chalif is a betzalim. It has bliyas of chomet mamesh because you put in bread. And you're chopping up with the onions, which is davar chavif. So that means the knife is mamish chomitzik. The badim hokam is there. So if you use such a knife for the meat, it's definitely awesome. Chas of magadavram, yeshul zar, shlo lakto, chazan, do rak, vasak, and chadash. You should cut the ginger with a new knife. Those that are not careful, he ends up having a kilku from this. Shekhoitz and Dangabo, which is Dover Kharif, the sack and Shabasar, with a flashing knife, and Dokhan is like the Medoika, and then they grind it. The name is Medoika, Balua Mibasar. Now the Medoika is flashing. The Chakav Tokhan Medoika, but some of them are then they grind up other things and eat it with milk. So therefore, if you're going to put a Dover Kharif into this Medoika, you better not cut it. You better cut it with a pirate knife, or what he calls a new knife. Basically, one that's not placing and not milking. Ulagilu al-Kakak, and not common stick in this case. Ulagilu, that's what he calls it new, I guess. Harus al-Nov. But it's okay, I guess, even during the year. Ulagilu al-Kakak. Then at the end, he said, if it has holes, you got to shave the holes off and then do a gola. Ulagilu al-Badi no more. Just shaving it off is not enough. Because the Bliya won't be able to labor. Because the Bliya goes through the entire thickness of the thing. Then a yet to L.I.D. a gola, and it can only come out to a gola, so first to shave it off to get away the gumois, and then do a gola for the rest of it. Wow. Go ahead. I can't say it's easy to pass.